since he had teeth. He had been born amid the triumphant shouts of boys and welcomed by the jingling of sleigh bells and the cracking of whips from the passing sleighs. The sun went down and the full moon rose, big and round, bright and beautiful in the clear blue sky. "Here she comes again from the other side," said the snowman, for he thought it was the sun showing itself again. "Ah, I've cured her of her staring all right. Now let her hang up there and shine so that I can see myself. If I only knew how to move from this place. Oh, I'd like to move so much. If I could, I'd slide along there on the ice, the way I see the boys slide. But I don't know how to run."
"Away, away,"
barked the old watchdog. He was quite hoarse from the time when he was a house dog lying under the stove. "The sun will teach you how to run. I saw your predecessor last winter, and before that his predecessor. Away, away," and away they all go. "I don't understand you, friend," said the snowman. "Is that thing up there to teach me to run?" He meant the moon. "Why, she was running the last time I saw her a little while ago, and now she comes sneaking back from the other side."
"You don't know anything at all," replied the watchdog. "But then, of course, you've just been put together. The one you are looking at now is called the moon, and the one who went away was the sun. She'll come again tomorrow, and she'll teach you to run down into the ditch. We're going to have a change of weather soon. I can feel it in my hind leg. I have a pain in it. The weather's going to change."
"I don't understand him," said the snowman to himself, "but I have a feeling he's talking about something unpleasant. The one that stared at me and went away, whom he called the sun, is no friend of mine either. I can feel that."
"Away, away,"
barked the watchdog, and then he walked around three times and crept into his kennel to sleep. The weather really did change. Early next morning, a thick, damp mist lay over the whole countryside. At dawn, a wind rose. It was icy cold. The frost set in hard, but when the sun rose, what a beautiful sight it was. The trees and bushes were covered with hoarfrost and looked like a forest of white coral, while every twig seemed smothered with glittering white flowers. The enormously many delicate branches that are concealed by the leaves in summer now appeared, every single one of them, and made a gleaming white lacework so snowy white that a white radiance seemed to spring from every bough. The birch waved in the wind as if it had life, like the rest of the trees in the summer. It was all wonderfully beautiful. And when the sun came out, how it all glittered and sparkled, as if everything had been strewn with diamond dust, and big diamonds had been sprinkled on the snowy carpet of the earth. Or one could also imagine that countless little lights were gleaming, brighter even than the snow itself. "It's wonderfully beautiful," said a young girl who had come out into the garden with a young man. They stopped near the snowman and gazed at the flashing trees. "Summer can't show us a lovelier sight," she said, and her eyes sparkled with delight. "And we can't have a fellow like this in the summertime either," the young man agreed as he pointed to the snowman. "He is splendid." The young girl laughed, nodded to the snowman, and then danced over the snow with her friend, over snow that crackled under their feet as though they were walking on starch. "Who were those two?" asked the snowman of the watchdog. "You've been around this yard longer than I have. Do you know them?"
"Of course I know them," said the watchdog. "She pets me, and he once threw me a meat bone. I don't bite those two."
"But what are they supposed to be?" asked the snowman.
"Sweethearts," replied the watchdog. "They'll go to move into the same kennel someday and gnaw the same bone together. Away, away."
"But are they as important as you and I?" asked the snowman.
"Why, they are members of the master's family," said the watchdog. "People certainly don't know very much if they were only born yesterday. I can tell that from you. Now I have age and knowledge. I know everybody here in the house, and I know a time when I didn't have to stand out here in the cold, fastened to a chain. Away, away."
"The cold is lovely," said the snowman. "But tell me, only don't rattle that chain. It makes me shiver inside when you do that."
"Away, away," barked the watchdog. "They used to tell me that I was a pretty little puppy when I lay in a velvet-covered chair up in the master's house or sat in the mistress's lap. They used to kiss me on the nose and wipe my paws with an embroidered handkerchief. They called me the handsomest and little pupsy-wupsy, but then I grew too big for them to keep, so they gave me away to the housekeeper. That's how I came to live down in the basement. You can look down into it from where you're standing. You can look right into the room where I was master, for that was what I was to the housekeeper. Of course, the place was inferior to that upstairs, but I was more comfortable there and wasn't constantly grabbed and pulled about by the children as I had been upstairs. I had just..."